This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Grey History. This is just a short announcement relating to the delay in episode 54, It's Treason Then. I have some good news and some bad news. To start with the bad, I have spent the last 2 weeks battling a severe case of dengue fever. I've had the works, the fever, the aches, the bleeding, the whole lot, and I was hospitalized for almost a week. I am now out of hospital, I am on the mend, but the recovery process is definitely taking longer than I had first hoped. At the moment, even rather small tasks are taking it out of me, and that means I'm not in a position to be recording the next episode of Grey History. So that's the bad news. The good news is, in addition to me being released from hospital and on the mend, is that the next several episodes are absolute gems, if I may say so myself. I'm so looking forward to bringing you all the craziness of 1793. Episode 54, It's Treason Then, is now available to all patrons, and those who have had early access have loved the shenanigans of Du Maurier and the events that we unpack in Belgium. In addition to that, episode 55, Civil War in the Vendée, is completely written, it's ready to go, and I'm so excited to start unpacking the civil wars of the French Revolution, and I think you'll love it. And then finally, I have finished my research for episode 56, which will be called Fasting and Furious, as well as the research for episode 57, which is currently untitled, but will focus on the institutions of the terror and the climax of the Montagnard and Girondin conflict in Paris. So, in short, the next several episodes will be covering major events in the revolutionary era, and I think you'll absolutely love them. While we're waiting for me to be back on my podcasting feet, there are two things that you could do that would mean the world to me. The first is tell other people about the show. There's more than 50 episodes for them to binge listen to now, so there's plenty of material for them to sink their teeth into. And we all know the fantastic feeling you get when you find a new podcast that you love. In addition to sharing the show, if you can please support Grey History on Patreon. All patrons currently have early access to episode 54, It's Treason Then, and all patrons also have early access to the latest collaboration episode with the American Revolution podcast on French intervention in the American Revolutionary War. That, in conjunction with all the full-length bonus episodes, including the mini-series on the Corsican Revolution, means that there is tons of great bonus content waiting for you right now. I really do need your help to keep Grey History on the air, and for as little as $2 per main narrative episode, for as little as just half a cup of coffee, you can join the community, enjoy all the perks and exclusive content, and help do your bit to keep Grey History running and promote detailed independent history that isn't black and white. So please Google Grey History Patreon, support the show, and enjoy hours of content, including the next episode, the fantastic episode 54, It's Treason Then. Finally, thank you so much to those people who have sent in well wishes and supportive messages. It's been a rough couple of weeks, and especially when I was in hospital, the steady stream of get well soons and messages of thanks for the podcast. I mean, I can't really put into words how much that meant to me in a pretty dark time, but thank you so much for that. I always sign off by telling you to stay safe, and I promise that I will do a better job of listening to my own words in the future. So, as always, thank you for listening. Stay safe. Please support the show any way you can, and have a great day. I look forward to being back as soon as possible.
Hello, everyone. My name is Wesley Livesay from the History of the Second World War podcast. Join me on a journey through the most destructive conflict in human history, a journey that will take us not just through the famous campaigns and cataclysmic battles, but also to the lesser well-known corners of the war that touched millions all over the world, as we try and answer not just the questions of what and where, but how and why. You can find History of the Second World War on all major podcast platforms or at historyofthesecondworldwar.com.
The French Revolution set Europe ablaze. It was an age of enlightenment and progress, but also of tyranny and oppression. It was an age of glory and an age of tragedy. One man stood above it all. This was the age of Napoleon. I'm Everett Rummage, host of the Age of Napoleon podcast. Join me as I examine the life and times of one of the most fascinating and enigmatic characters in modern history. Look for the Age of Napoleon wherever you find your podcasts.